91X News.
It's 13 degrees and cloudy at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Taylor Rankema. Provincial police officers will be taking part in a training scenario in the Picton area tomorrow. Police say the training will take place around the Loxloy Holdings facility on County Road 22. Area residents are warned to expect temporary road closures in the area after training begins at 9 a.m. It's expected to last until about noon. Tactical response, emergency response, uniformed and plainclothes officers will all be taking part in the exercise. Robert Dunnett admits he loves the sunshine and warm weather, but when it comes to his apple orchard in Brighton, it may have come too early. 91X News reporter Kurt Weiss reports.
After the early dose of summer we got last week, Richard Dunnett's trees are blooming already. Unfortunately, that's 1 month ahead of schedule.
I love heat just as much as anyone, but God, it throws everything so far out of whack.
But now that temperatures have gone down to near freezing of late, his trees are in a vulnerable position for frost damage. Leslie Huffman is an apple specialist with the Ontario Ministry of Agriculture. She says when the temperature goes down to about minus 5, about 10% of the bud will die. And in the minus 7 to minus 9 range, 90% of the bud will die. But the damage may not be noticeable because the pistil, a small tissue in the center of the flower, is what takes the hit.
The frost wasn't unusual. It was just that the buds were too far ahead.
Dunnett is aware the weather cannot be controlled, but he's hoping we've seen the last of the frost this year. Kurt Weiss, 91X News, Belleville.
On the day before Budget Day, the House of Commons is cutting spending by $30.3 million over the next 3 years, but that 6.9% cut doesn't quite match the 8.5% cuts in spending on government programs expected tomorrow in Finance Minister Jim Flaherty's budget. Interim Leader Bob Rae is warning the Tories are going to cut services and dramatically increase costs to the provinces.
They're going to pretend that they're doing stuff, but the reality is they're going to cut services, cut transfers to the provinces in a variety of ways, and dramatically increase costs to the provinces.
Toronto's 23,000 inside workers are voting today on what the city is calling its final contract offer. QP Local 79 agreed to put the offer to a vote, but union officials are making no recommendation on whether or not it should be accepted. Members have given the union a strike mandate, but there are no immediate plans for a walkout. Union officials say that could change if the city tries to unilaterally impose terms that would erode workers' basic rights. Deputy Mayor Doug Holliday says the city's offer is fair, reasonable, and affordable, and very close to the deal that was accepted by city's outside workers. And the U.S. has cut off food assistance to North Korea. This comes less than a month after the two countries agreed to a missile moratorium, which Washington says was violated after the announcement of a rocket launch scheduled for next month. State Department spokesperson Victoria Nuland says the decision amounts to a lack of trust.
We don't link food with the nuclear issue, but we do have to have confidence in the commitments that the government is making to us.
North Korea says the rocket will be launched in mid-April to mark the centennial of the nation's founder and to put an observation satellite into space, but the United States and South Korea view the launch as a cover for testing long-range missile technology. Immigration Minister Jason Kenney is proposing rule changes that would assess and verify the education credentials of some immigrants even before they arrive in Canada. It would mean that applicants hoping to come in under the Federal Skilled Workers Program would have a sense before they arrive of whether they'll be able to get work in their field. The question of how to assess foreign schooling and training has long been an issue in the immigration policy. Kenney says the early examination of credentials will give skilled workers a comparison with Canadian standards and an understanding of how Canadian employers will judge their education and training. It will also help weed out people whose credentials aren't quite up to par. And JetBlue has suspended the captain at the center of yesterday's flight disruption. Warren Levinson has the story.
A JetBlue spokeswoman says Clayton Osmond has been taken off active duty pending review of the incident on board a New York to Las Vegas flight. The company says only that there was a medical situation on the plane before its emergency landing in Texas. Neighbors in New York, where Osmond was a part-time tenant, say they still can't reconcile the picture of a captain running through the cabin and yelling at passengers with the friendly guy they've known for years.
Just all-around good guy. Nothing bad to say.
Thomas Consiglio's grandmother had been Osmond's landlady for 11 years. Osmond's been flying for JetBlue since it was established in 2000. Warren Levinson, New York.
Millions of dollars in coins and a shipment of candy are scattered across an Ontario highway following the crash of a Brinks tractor trailer that seriously injured two people. OPP Constable Marc Despatie says the truck stood struck a rock face on Highway 11 north of Kirkland Lake early this morning. He says workers are being brought in to retrieve the money.
A private contractor will be using magnets and other mechanisms to recover the dispersed load. But at present, given the vehicular carnage that's on the roadway, we're in the midst of cleaning that up firstly to determine the root cause of the initial collision.
The crash set off a chain reaction of collisions involving three other vehicles, including a truck carrying a load of candy. International Olympic Committee officials are in the UK for a final inspection ahead of London's Summer Games. Reporter Charles de Ledesma describes some of the state-of-the-art security measures that have been installed at London's Olympic sites.
For the Games, more cameras will be added to Britain's 4.3 million, and some will be used in conjunction with advanced facial recognition software. And Olympic venues have been designed with security threats in mind. Special shatterproof glass has been installed.
The Olympics open in London on July 27th. That's 91X News to 506. Dan Canatero will be back with sports.
How do you draw a line between us and them? And when that line is crossed and nuclear weapons are used, you know what? There's no distinction. We all lose. There are more than 30,000 nuclear weapons stockpiled in countries around the world. As long as they exist, they continue to threaten all our lives. It's time to abolish all nuclear weapons before we run out. A message by Physicians for Global Survival. Contact pgs.ca. Help stop the nuclear threat.
Good afternoon, I'm Dan Canatero with 91X Sports. Leafs coach Randy Carlyle is embarrassed to be missing the playoffs for seven straight seasons. The new coach spoke to reporters one day after the team was initially eliminated from postseason contention. Toronto sat sixth in the Eastern Conference before going 5-16-3 since February 6th. The Leafs have dropped 10 straight games in a row at the ACC. The Stanley Cup contender Philadelphia Flyers will be Toronto bound next. Don't be surprised if the Leafs forget to bring their sticks and bring their clubs instead. Coach Randy Carlyle commented on the matter.
It's a storied franchise, and we feel that, you know, we're somewhat embarrassed by what has happened, and we should be.
The Leafs only have 5 games remaining on the schedule. The regular season for Major League Baseball has started, well, for 2 teams in the American League West. Each of the Mariners were too much to handle after second baseman Dustin Ackley homered in the 4th and won the game in the 11th inning with an RBI single. Oakland's offense looked in disarray as they only could muster up 5 hits on Mariners ace King Felix Hernandez. Former Blue Jays pitcher Brandon League was credited with the save. Seattle manager Eric Wed says Ichiro is such an icon in Japan.
He's fun to watch, and especially here in front of his fans in Japan. I mean, I think that makes it all that much more special for seeing all the lights flash and all that's pretty cool. So, I mean, I've never experienced anything like that, but, I mean, to be out there when he's doing that is pretty special.
Ichiro finished with last year with a career-worst .272 batting average. Other news in the Major League Baseball today involves former 3-time NBA Most Valuable Player and a member of 5 championship-winning teams in L.A. Magic Johnson is taking his charisma from the hardwood to the diamond. L.A. Dodgers owner Frank McCourt says he reached an agreement to sell the bankrupt team to Magic and former baseball executive Stan Kasten. They spent upwards of $2 billion on the most storied franchises in MLB history. ESPN reports Magic is in it to win it.
We know that $2 billion is a lot, but sometimes you go after a marquee franchise. These don't come on the market too often, mm-hmm. So... it's a pleasure to say that we're owners of a great team.
Magic also says he wants the Dodgers to be a legit contender as soon as possible. Busy night in the association as 10 games will be thrown upon us, including Jose Calderon and the Toronto Raptors hosting Ty Lawson and the Nuggets. Other notable action on the hardwood: Minnesota beast Kevin Love brings his T-Wolves into Charlotte to get it on with the league worst Bobcats. Love currently leads the league in double doubles this season. Also, Tony Parker and the Spurs put their modest 5-game win streak on the line as they travel to California to entertain Sacramento. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Taylor Rankema with 91x weather.
Looking at the forecast for tonight, a 60% chance of showers and a low of +3 for tomorrow, clearing late in the morning and a high of 8. For Friday, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of +5. It's 13 degrees and cloudy at 5 p.m. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Taylor Rankema with Dan Canatero.